Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, this is me.
Today's about you.
And yesterday you said I was the jerk off the air, kind of, when I brought this up. So maybe I'm going to get lit up today.
Because find out.
I want to know if I'm the jerk if I ask a friend of mine if she got the flowers I sent her because she said nothing about them. And I'm starting to get weirded out that what if they didn't get there? What if they didn't get there? I have a confirmation email. I have everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't need her to say something back because it was a gift and she was going through stuff.
Sure.
Which is why I sent the flowers.
Right, in the first place.
But then to not hear anything, and I've seen her twice since then.
Oh, you've seen her?
I've seen her. Uh-huh. We've talked on the phone. We've hung out.
So y'all have interacted.
We've interacted.
All right.
We've interacted. But she hasn't said anything. So then I thought, well, she's going through a lot. It's been a rough time.
Sure.
Of course she's not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got paranoid because I got the confirmation email. What if she didn't get the flowers? What if they're scamming me?
What? She got robbed.
She would always say something.
You think so?
Yes.
Hmm.
And then you go, Allie, it's not about you getting the clap back from the gift. I'm like, I get that. But the problem is now I'm paranoid that I paid for these flowers and they never arrived. That's my next concern.
Sure.
So it's almost like I don't need a thank you, but am I a jerk if I call her and ask her if she got the flowers I sent her?
My thought
is... This is awkward.
You wouldn't be a jerk.
It would sound jerky.
If y'all hadn't talked, y'all hadn't interacted, you guys hadn't communicated since you sent the flowers
or
before.
Three times.
You've seen her multiple times. Multiple times. You guys have talked. You guys have texted. You guys have called on the phone.
It's so weird. Do you think she got them?
I'm assuming she did get them and didn't feel like she needed to say something. That's why I said, since you guys have talked, interacted, and it hasn't been brought up, it's past the moment of bringing up to me. How long has it been now?
Over a week.
It's past the moment of bringing it up.
Over a week,
you got all the confirmations. You got
It's been
all
2 weeks. It's been more than that.
It's been 2 weeks for me. Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up. I wouldn't want to.
Because how weird.
Right.
She's going to hear it on the air now. Now it's going to be completely awkward. But I want to because I'm part of me. Maybe that's the, I don't know. And part of me is like, no, let it go.
Yeah.
I don't need her to, it's getting to the point where I need the recognition from her. I want to make sure they got sent. I almost want to call, should I just call the flower company?
I'd just call the flower company and be like,
you sent these, right? And then I'm good. And then I'm good.
Because they sent you a confirmation.
What if they went to the wrong address?
They sent you a confirmation receipt. Ooh, I didn't think about that.
There's so many things going through my mind. So many things in my mind. What if they delivered them to the wrong place?
Wrong person. They got them. And then, ooh.
Yeah.
And if you know your friend, you know they would have said something about it.
She would have, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
See? Am I the jerk if I call my friend and ask if she got the flowers I sent her?
Mm. See,
it's not about me. That's why I don't want to ask.
Instinct goes,
but I'm
just
scared
let it
they
go.
Didn't get there.
But with thinking, with thinking the way you're thinking, because we don't think the same
That's
way.
That's where I get lost on it.
Shaping it, I'm like, I mean, maybe not. But then it's been so long. You figured, had you been worried about it, you would have called sooner and been like, hey, I got the confirmation, mm-hmm. but I hadn't heard from you. I want to mm-hmm. make sure you got the flowers. Mm-hmm. Right? Now it's been 2 weeks. Now you're just like, well, maybe they didn't. It's like you're thinking on it on the back end.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like, well, now it's like, I don't want to say
anything.
Is it worth it?
Right.
No, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth it, but I want to make sure that the company... But it's worth it, right? And now I don't know what to do.
Is Allie the jerk if she hits her friend up and asks if she got the flowers? Mm-hmm. That's the question today, dog.
I just feel like what my friend was going through was a much bigger deal than whether or not she got the flowers.
100%.
But I want to make sure I'm not getting ripped off by the company. See the problem here?
But it's a big enough deal to where you want to make sure she got those flowers.
Jeez.
So she knows you were thinking of her, and so you know that they actually got delivered.
Well, 414-533-1037. And her and I talk about random stuff like this all the time, so I think she'll take it in light.
Oh, I know so.
We're the ones who will go into a dark room and go, am I the jerk if I say something like this? So I think she'll understand.
She'll
we'll
definitely
see.
Understand, and we definitely gonna find out if you are or are not the jerk.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her?
Sounds funny.
So bad. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, I got my mom flowers the other day and she thought they were from someone else until I asked, not the jerk. Oh, I don't even... It's not even about...
You sent a note with the flowers.
I sent a note, but maybe it didn't get there. I don't know. Let's go to our callers. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Mm. She hasn't said a word. And now I'm wondering if the flowers arrived.
It's been 2 weeks.
I want that more than anything. Did the flowers at least get there? Then I can sleep at night. That's all I really need. Man, Tiffany's in Kenosha. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Am I the jerk if I go ask her if she got the flowers?
No, I'm saying not the jerk. And here's what happened at my work. So one of my employees, her husband sent her flowers on Valentine's Day, and they gave her him a confirmation. And he asked her, like, hey, you didn't say nothing about my flowers. She never got them. He had to, like, track down the flower company. And
what?
It took a couple of days. And now, like, I know Valentine's Day is a lot busier than just, you know, like a regular day.
Sure.
But even still, like, you want to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
And flowers aren't cheap. Flowers aren't cheap
if
you haven't delivered.
No,
that's
no,
another thing.
Not.
Like, I can let the money go as long as they got there.
Right.
Just please tell me
Absolutely.
They got there. You know?
And getting the confirmation email clearly doesn't mean nothing, because as far as Tiffany knows, you could send the confirmation and nobody got nothing.
And how annoying when you get something and don't know who they're from, if that's the case, by the way. And a side note.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany says not the jerk. Kicks it off.
Okay. Yep. I might have to call
good
the
luck.
Flower company.
Yeah, thanks, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Have a good day.
Melissa's in Hubertus this morning. Hi, Melissa. How's it going?
Good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good, good.
Doing good.
Trying to figure it out for Allie.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Because she didn't say a word.
Totally not the jerk.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I send flowers to people all the time, and you never know if they get them.
Which is
if
scary.
They don't send you
a picture,
you know, like,
or a thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and you want to make sure, like, they actually got some good-looking flowers and not some nasty ones that look really, really crappy.
That's
you don't
true.
Know.
That's very
you know what
true.
I mean?
Actually, yeah.
You
wow.
want to make sure you get what you pay for, so...
Yeah.
It would take her 2 seconds, even if she's going through something hard.
That's
it
why
would take
I...
her 2 seconds to just say, Allie, thank you so much
and
for sending me
would.
Those flowers. It means a lot, you know?
And
is it
she
out of
would.
Character that she
yes.
hasn't?
That's why I
and
don't think she got
to.
Them. But now I sound ridiculous going, do I ask her if she got the flowers I sent? Because what if she just forgot to say something? Because she is going through a lot. And a lot of people send flowers.
We're
so
human.
I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one that sent flowers that day.
Right.
I know she got a lot
yeah.
of flowers. Bet. So it's like,
but
well.
Still, it, but still, like the other caller said, flowers are not cheap. And like it takes 2 seconds to, so you are not the jerk. I would totally ask her to you know, hey, just like mention it. Hey, did you by chance get my flowers I sent you? You know what I mean?
So
it's
awkward.
Not a big deal.
2 weeks ago.
It's not a
big deal, but did you get them?
This is why it's awkward,
though. I have to say it like that. Come on. Did you get them? Not a big deal, but did you get them?
That's why I wouldn't want to, man.
I don't want to either.
Hey.
Should I ask her husband?
Oh, no.
Maybe he would tell me.
He might not have even realized.
You can do that, too.
And that's true. Or, like, did your wife get my flowers? This is such an awkward question.
Because then he's got to tell you he took the note off and took the flowers and gave them to him from himself.
I would whoop his. You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Melissa's standing strong from Hugh Burtis. She said not the jerk.
Thanks, Melissa.
Welcome.
Bye. Everybody's
Bye.
Texting in. What if they were delivered to the wrong address? That was another thing that I worried about, there. Even though I know I put her address in correct. Last but not least, Callie is in Oak Creek. Good morning, Callie. Not my friend Callie, different Callie. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers?
Talk to us straight.
You're absolutely not the jerk.
Feels like it, though. It feels
Sweet.
Weird. Feels self-serving. You know
what
I mean?
What I think you should do. Here's what you should do. You should send her a text, just checking in, seeing how you are, and then maybe that will spark her. You know, she was going
But I've seen her.
Night.
They've seen each other.
She
They've
came
talked.
To my house this weekend, like twice. We've
They've
seen
texted.
Each other. We hung out and had a conversation for 30 minutes on Saturday afternoon. Like, I've seen her.
And there's been plenty of chances for her to go to, hey, thanks for those flowers. Appreciate you, love. Nothing.
And you definitely got to ask her.
That's why I'm like, dude, I don't think she got them.
My mind is blown.
See?
That's what, those are, for those exact reasons, I'm going, yeah, I definitely wouldn't ask her.
No.
But everybody's going, no, you got to ask her.
The fact that she hasn't said anything gets weirder and weirder.
Sure.
The fact that we
and
have
it's not
spent
about
time
the money,
together.
It's just about the point that you want to make sure that she got what you paid for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's not about the thank you. It's not about anything for you. You just want to make sure she actually received
those
flowers.
I want to make sure what the business I paid to do a service did it.
The service.
And helped me out with some sympathy flowers, which is a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it looks like I wasn't even there for her at all.
But
because
you
I'm
were.
Thinking the flowers are showing up and I'm showing support that way. And now it just looks like...
Don't do that to yourself, though.
God.
Don't get into
See,
your
but
mind
it's
about
not
it,
about
though.
Me.
Don't beat yourself up
over it. I would just reach out to her. She's a friend. She'll understand that.
That part.
That's not the kind of person you are.
That part, Callie.
She better have gotten the flowers.
We appreciate your call, Callie.
I hope
Callie.
She did, and then I can sleep at night. Thanks, Callie.
Yes. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Clean sweep, not
Clean
the jerk.
Clean sweep. All right.
You
so,
gotta ask.
I don't wanna ask.
I wouldn't either, but according to the listeners,
Dang
you
it.
Gotta.
Dang it.
You better call now.
Dang it. Wait, I'm scared.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.